Ralph said, "Daddy, don't go on the terminal tonight, or you'll feel grumpy in the morning." This is a reference to something that was totally unstated, that I had been grumpy in the morning because I had been up too late the night before, writing up an exam for class. Do you want Daddy not to go on the terminal?
No.
How come?
Why
did I get grouchy, honey? How did it happen?
Why are you putting the tapes away?
Oh yeah, I was got.
This is the tape.
Ross paid me a compliment. He said, "Daddy, I'm glad your sharpener is working. Did you buy a new one?" Okay, just a minute. Ross dropped his sand speeder. He was trying to use it to get downstairs to shine light. And he said, "Oh, now what do? I can't light my way without another one." So he was complaining about his problems that he had, which was he needs a sand speeder so he can go down to get cookie for Mark because he's afraid of turning on the light. I'll do it for him. I said to the kids, "There's Mommy." And Ross came in and said, "Daddy, would you let us to her?" And what he meant is, "Daddy, would you let us go down to her? Would you help us turn on the light and we'll go down and see her?" Or something like that. Anyway, what he said was, "Would you let us to her?"
Ross had five fingers up. And he said, "Take away one is four. Take away one is three. Take away one is two. Take away one is one. Take away one is none."
Okay, Ross, tell us the whole. Hey, Ross is going to tell us. Go ahead.
Five. Take away one is four.
Mm-hmm.
Take away one is three. Take away one is two.
Mm-hmm.
Take away one is one. Take away one is none.
Okay, now, how about this?
Four.
Okay.
No.
Four, take away one. Is?
Three.
Okay, and now how many I got?
Three.
And take away one is how many?
Two.
Okay. And if I've got this many?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Okay, and I take away one, how many am I going to get? I won't do it yet. How many do you think I'm going to get?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, seven.
Very good. I didn't do it. You figured it out by counting them without the final one. Very good, Ross. Did you learn that at preschool today?
Yes.
How did they teach you that? How did they teach you that?
Nobody did.
And you just learned it?
Yeah.
Good boy. Would you like to add? Want to add? Let's do seven.
Seven.
I got an idea. Let's do four plus two is how many?
Six.
Very good. And four plus three is?
Four.
One, two, three, four, five. Is that five? Yeah. Count them again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Seven. So four plus three is how many? Seven. Do you see them? Here's the four. And here's the three. So what does it make?
Seven.
Good.
Now turn that over. Still seven.
Still seven. Doesn't matter which way you turn it, it's still seven.
One, two, three. Four, five, six,
oops,
seven.
No, no, you're messing up. Count them again.
One, two.
No, don't count the thumb. It's turned down.
One.
No, it's turned down.
Okay. Turn it. One.
You're going to learn it wrong. I hid Ross's tape away, and Ross said, that if you don't let me have the cape, I'm not going to help Marky get dressed. And I said, you weren't going to help him get dressed anyway. And then he said, if you want me to help him get dressed, you better give me that cape. This is his threatening. Ross said, I wear two of them. And I said, you mean you wore... Ross had knocked the lamp off its stand, one of these little desk lamps with a clamp. And then I put it on real strong I said, I bet you can't break it off now. And he fooled around with it and tried to pull it off. And then a little bit later he said, no matter what you do, you can't break it. And that was not what I had not said, no matter what you do. But that was very well said. That's right. No matter what you do, you can't break it. It's his first proper use of no matter what, you can't. That nice long, it's really a nice long phrase, no matter what you could, no matter what X, negative following. Also, a little before on this tape, I was trying to say that Ross had said, I weared two of them. He meant, I wore both of my underoos. And I said, yeah, you wore both of them. And he said, you mean like when you go fighting? Is that right? Mm-hmm. What happens in a war, Ross?
You fight and you kill.
And what if you say, I wore my underoos? What does that mean?
I wear them.
Uh-huh. Are they the same word?
No.
What's the difference between wore my underoos and I'm going to war?
Because war doesn't do such things as wear.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things does war do?
It fights and kills.
But what about when you wore your underoos?
No.
It's not the same?
No.
Why?
Because
Because it really sounds like wear?
Yeah, because everybody puts them on their body.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay.
That's why.
And they don't take guns?
I don't shoot.
Guns. It's not really shooting guns. Okay. Now let me ask you another question. Okay. Do they sound the same?
No.
War and war don't sound the same?
No.
Which one sounds different?
War.
How do they sound? Say them both.
War, war.
War. What is, which one means war? What does that mean? That's when you put them on your body?
Yeah.
So you say, I war my underoos, but I'm going to war? Uh-huh. They don't sound the same, huh? Okay, say it in a sentence. Go ahead.
I can't.
You can't think of a thing to say? How about what you said a little earlier about the underoos? When you say, I wore both of my underoos. Try it. You're doing fine. Go ahead. Yeah? No, you ran out of energy. Okay, how about I'm going to go to war? How about Star Wars? Can you say that? I can't hear you.
That's why I ran out of control.
You don't want to hear Star Wars? Say it a little louder.
Yeah.
What's the name of the thing you want to hear? It's not loud enough, you won't hear it.
Star Wars!
Okay, so what's the word? Wars? Okay.
Star Wars!
Good. This is doing some of his homework, actually, here, on circling numbers. And he said, whatever number you get, you have to circle it. And that's actually the rule. That's exactly the rule, is that you have to circle how many there are in each triangle. And it means whatever number you get, you have to circle the number that corresponds to the number of dots. Ross is doing real well on his numbers, and he didn't run out of energy. And he said, I told you milk would help me on the energy. Isn't that right, Ross?
Yeah.
And it's true, because he's doing real well. He seems to have learned his numbers very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, he said, he was making a choo-choo train, and Ross said, that's okay, Mark. You can mess it up. Then he said to me, I like Mark. Which is true, he likes his little books.
Oh, boy,
Mark, he was saying, no books, yes books, and Ross said, we are going to have a book. Right, Dad? The emphasis on the are. Ross said, Mommy, Daddy couldn't find, and then he stopped. Me and Daddy went upstairs to look for the underoos, and we couldn't find them. Do you have any idea where they were? Pause. Where they are? And this is a case of two hesitations. First, he corrected himself. It wasn't just he who had gone up to look for the underoos. It was both he and I. And he wanted, I think it was important that he said both of us went up, because otherwise he wouldn't have convinced me that it was such a serious matter. And then he said, when we said, do you have any idea where they were? He wants to know right, not just where they were, but where they are now.
He came down and said, right. Daddy and me.
Yeah. No, I went up to, Daddy and me went up.
Russ wanted Mark to let him have his chair, and he was going to take over Marky's chair, and so said to Mark, Marky, I'll let you sit in that chair. This one's too hard for you, which is really sneaky because Marky had no desire to leave the chair at all, and he wasn't worried about how hard it was for him. Ooh.
Russ said that he didn't like cheese, and he said, only little babies like cheese. And I said, Daddy likes cheese. And Russ said, well, this big boy doesn't like cheese. In other words, to prove my rule that only little ones like it, I'm going to show you that here's a big one who doesn't like it. Is that right, Russ? Okay, and you're a big boy and you don't like it, so that proves that there at least some people who don't like it are big boys, right?
Yeah. Ones that are short.
They like it?
No.
Who likes the cheese?
Big boys that are not short.
And who doesn't like the cheese?
Me, because I'm a big boy that's short.
And that's why you don't like it? And who does like it?
You.
Because I'm a big boy that is tall. And how about a little boy that's short? Do they like it too? So who are the people that like cheese? What kinds of people are they?
You.
Are we big or short?
He's little.
Uh-huh.
You're big.
So do big boys like it?
Yeah.
Is he big? Does he like it?
Yeah.
He's not big, he's little. So some big boys like it and some little boys. He's not that big. Not as big as you are. Now come on, get in here.
Mark says,
I want no more apple juice, so I'll give this to Marky. Because what he really meant is, I don't want any more apple juice, right? Jump, Russ. Okay, no more on the table. Don't get on the table anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What time is it?
10 minutes to 7 o'clock, almost seven. Look at the little hand. What does the little hand say?
10. Now.
Now, what number is the little one on?
10.
That's the big one. The big one gives you the minutes. The little one gives you the hour.
Where's the big one? Oh.
Now, where's the little one is on 7.
So the short.
The short one tells you what hour it is. That's the most important one is the short one, honey. The short one is the real important
Daddy.
One. Mm-hmm. Oh, you mean the little tick-tick one?
Daddy.
The one that's moving?
The tick one.
That's called the second. You don't want to know those.
Yeah, I do.
No, they change too fast. You want to know what time it is. For TV, you need to know where that little hand is.
Well, Mommy.
I'll tell you when your program's
that's
going.
That's the mommy. The tick-tick. I want to know which one is the tick-tick.
It's the one that moves, right?
This one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't tick.
What do you mean it doesn't tick? Put it up to your ear.
You know that we hold our potatoes?
What?
Me.
Oh, there's to carry the mattress with, yeah. Yeah, those are the things you carry the mattress with. That's the hooks on the side of the mattress. What? You're putting what on?
This.
You're putting that on? Oh, yeah. So I'm putting it off. Yeah. A little earlier, Ross. I asked Dad to come in, Ross to come into bed with me, and he said, Dad, would you do me a favor? Just don't yell this time. Because I had been very nasty to him a little earlier, and I yelled at him. Isn't that right? What, so what did you ask me?
Don't.
Okay.
Don't leave me down.
He said, stupid woman, she always leaves her light on. And he met Mrs. Scott across the street who has her light on. He saw a reflection of our bathroom light in the window and he thought it was coming from the woman across the street.
No, I don't think that.
What did you really think? That she has her light on? Go take a peek. Do you think her light is really on?
No.
Oh, you're right, it really is on. Touch it. Touch it. Show me where it is.
Show me
where her light is.
Show
come down and show me. Just point to it. That's not her light, Ross.
There. Come there.
That's not Mrs. Scott. That's the Schneeburgers. Ross said, I don't know if you caught that in the last part, that Ross says, yes, she's a stupid woman because she keeps her light on while she's sleeping. What?
I got by the moon.
Yesterday, Ross said, Mom, would you give me some chocolate so I can have a break? Which is, on television there is an ad for Summit Candy Bar, in which everyone says, give me a break. And then someone gives them a Summit Candy Bar.
Your evil what?
My evil sit.
Oh, you're sitting? The way you're sitting is evil? What's evil? Show me the evil thing.
My calendar.
Your calendar? Hey, honey, that's dirt. Those locks have grease on them. Don't do anything. Don't touch your clothes with them. They're greasy. Yeah, they're greasy. Don't touch your clothes. They'll make them dirty. What's evil, Russ?
My,
Your calendar? You mean the witch?
No, the witch on the...
What?
The witch on the calendar is evil.
The witch on the calendar is evil, okay. Ross wanted me to go upstairs and play with him. He said, Daddy, come see who knocked over your blocks.
Oh. No, your building.
My building, okay.
Come see.
I'm coming. Rossy saw some of the blocks. They've been making blocks, and he came in, Daddy, tell me how that was made. Nice passive.
Wow.
And that wasn't how that was made. I said, Mommy made it. He said, that wasn't how that was made.
I said, hey, Brian. He said, what? And I said, I made a mistake. And Ross heard this, and from the other room, he said, hey, Daddy. And Brian said, what? And Ross said, I made a mistake. He didn't say, I made a mistake. He said, too late now.
Just a minute. Ross, I said to Ross that I'd fixed his red fire engine. And he said, okay, let's put the batteries in. I said, no, I had to charge it up. He said, let's take the ones out of the...
Snow speeder,
right? And then what else do you say?
I'll
find the snow speeder and try
and find out that there's batteries in
there. Right. So that therefore I could take them out of the snow speeder and put them into the fire engine. And then he wouldn't have to wait until I charged up the batteries. Okay, but I said I wanted to wait until I charged them up, so I didn't want to take them out of the snow speeder.
Yeah, let's take them off and put them into the fire.
Well, let's see if he's charged up first, okay?
Okay.
Marky said that Mommy's gone, and Ross said, Mommy's gone? Shouldn't she be on her terminal? In other words, how could it be that she's gone out of the house? She's supposed to be sitting working in her terminal. In fact, she was working upstairs in her terminal. Ross was right. She wasn't really gone. Ross was saying which coat he wanted. He said, the green one, the one without a hood. Also said, I said, are you going to get out of the bath? He said, yeah, we will. As long as the water gets out of the tub. And what he meant was as soon as the water gets out of the tub. I told Ross that he ought to be good tonight because he's good to his mommy. And he said, why should I? He wasn't being really that mean. He was sort of being playful. Why should I? What do I get out of it? A little earlier, I had been running around and jumping on boys, and Ross said, Daddy, if you're not good, you can't watch your violent TV anymore. This is something that I tell him when he's being violent. Okay. Ross said, I'm not frowning at you. I'm frowning at Daddy because... He said, come on. Well, Marky said, why? And Ross said, because he said, come on. Now, what did you say a little earlier about our parents? About your parents?
My parents are too rough.
Parents are too rough.
Yeah.
Right.
I like you, sir.
Ross went upstairs. I told Ross to go upstairs, go pee-pee before going to bed.
And he did. And he said, something about turning on, he was going to turn on the light. And then I came up and he said, why'd you come up here before I needed you? Which is the first case of that particular use of the past, which is, I don't know how exactly to define it. I guess it's a sort of a retrospective past. It's a needing that occurred in the past that didn't occur. That was before I needed you. Why did you come to me before I needed you? And of course, he never actually ended up needing me. Right, okay, so it's a past event that never really occurred, a hypothetical past, really. Marky dropped his lunchbox on the stairs, and Ross said, Marky, don't drop it. And then Marky said, I didn't drop it or something. And then Ross said, the reason why I yelled at you was because you dropped your lunchbox. And then he went on and said, sort of to give a dictum, first case of a dictum, but he didn't do it very well. He said, a little boy has got to not drop his, and then he sort of paused, a little boy has got to keep it, the big boy doesn't drop his lunchbox. So he wanted to say that if you're a little boy, you shouldn't drop your lunchbox or something like that, some kind of dictum, but he kind of messed it up. Okay, talking about everybody being Boba Fett and Darth Vader, and I said, Ross said, Mommy's my wife, Darth Vader's wife, and he said that she's meaner than Darth. Is that right? Why is she meaner than Darth? Darth is the wife. I see. Darth Vader's the husband, Darth is the wife. She's really powerful.
Yeah.